Hey there, and welcome to the Pondering Stepmom podcast. My name is Michelle. I am your host, and thank you very much for joining me today. So, for this podcast, I actually got inspired by a comment a stepmom made on last week's topic. Just saying that she had misread the topic, because last week's topic was, do you like your stepkids? And she read it as, oh, do you look like your stepkids? And I was like, you know what? That is going to be an interesting topic, because I can't tell you the amount of times where I've come into contact with someone who doesn't really know my family situation, and I have both the kids with me, or we're out somewhere at an event, and someone will come over and be like, oh, you know, he doesn't look like you, referring to my stepson or something like that. And it's always funny to me, like, and I do the same thing too. It's interesting to me how people really sort of, they want to know things like, oh, like, are both of these your children, or do they look like you? Or, well, this one kind of looks like you and this one doesn't. And wow, where does your daughter get her tallness from? Because you guys, you know, you're tall, but you're not that tall. It must be from someone else. Or neither of you have blue eyes. Where does she get her blue eyes from? So it's one of those social things where a lot of people ask questions. And when it involves being a stepmom and you're out with your stepchildren or your stepchild, people make comments and they say things. And a lot of the time it has to do with the way they look compared to you. So this week, the topic was stepmoms. Does your stepchild or stepchildren look anything like you? Do people ever mistake them to be yours, or do you ever get comments because you look so different? So I got a ton of comments here. I thought this was a pretty fun topic. Okay, surviving stepmom commented, she looks like she could be mine. My husband definitely has a type. I get comments all the time about how she looks just like me. Thanks for that. Taylor commented, looks like my twin. That's interesting. Thank you. Crystal says, my own four bio kids don't even look like me, but my youngest and stepson have similar features, body shape, size, and they tell each other they're brothers. At least they get along. Well, that's cool. Okay. Michelle here says, my 13-year-old stepdaughter could be my mini me, except she's already 2 inches taller. Oh, wow. All right. The good stepmother says, I don't think he looks anything like me, but I think because he's mixed race, people just assume he's mine. He looks so much like his bio mom. Ah, okay. Thanks for that. Alex says all the time. She didn't specify, you know, if people thought that her stepchild or stepchildren look like her, but it sounds like people are commenting all the time. Next comment is from Felicity. She says, my stepchildren are twins, both with bright red hair and blue eyes. I have dark eyes and dark hair. My husband is mousy brown and green eyes. Whenever we are out, my daughter will always have someone comment on her hair and ask me which side of the family the hair color is from, mine or my husband's. My response is always the same, which is from their mom and dad's side, which always throws them. I love that. I love that. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't be curious or make comments, but sometimes it just feels like it's a bit much. You know, I'm a very private person, and sometimes I get weird when I feel like people are asking very overly personal questions. Like I was saying, with my daughter, she has these beautiful blue eyes. I have green eyes. My husband has hazel eyes. And so everyone always asks, so where does she get, her blue eyes from? And my husband always jokes from her father. And he's her father. So yeah, I have to hear that all the time. Okay, got a comment here from Sarah who says, I've been told they resemble me, but they have blonde hair and blue eyes to my brown on brown combo. Thank you. Mrs. Stella Smith says, this weekend, me and my stepdaughter were at a baby shower and people kept saying how much she looks like me. That's interesting. And I wonder if those people knew that that was not her biological daughter. That's a question I wanted to ask her, was like, are people saying that knowing that that's not her biological child, but they're saying it anyway? Oh, she looks like you, maybe as a way to like as a compliment, or I wonder if they just didn't know and they assumed. So many questions there. But yeah, going back to what Felicity said about having the twins with the red hair, I think that definitely when you have something like that where it's so stunningly obvious that they're so much different with bright red hair, I get it why people would ask. But yeah. All right, moving on to looks like Carrington. She says, we don't look alike, and yet people assume she's my kid. Okay, that's fair. Desiree says, we don't look alike. He's blonde as heck. He looks like the spitting image of his dad, but no one has ever mistaken us for mom and son. No one has ever made any comments. They just see us and they know that we're a pair. Aw, well, that's nice. Okay, Anna says, we don't look alike. Both of my stepsons have black hair and brown eyes. I'm blonde with blue eyes. Ours baby also has blue eyes and light brown hair. So he either doesn't look like them despite having, so he doesn't look like them despite having the same father. All right, thanks for that. Morgan says, I have gotten comments from strangers in public that he looks so much like me. I've always found it amusing because the only physical similarity his bio mom and I share is that we're both Caucasian. That's funny. Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten anyone saying that my stepson looks so much like me. He looks a lot more like his dad, I think, and his grandpa. Some people have said that he looks a lot like his bio mom. I have gotten, the comments where about my actual biological daughter more so than him. So that's interesting. But yeah, just like the one stepmom was saying, like when we're out together, I think that, people just assume that he's my son. And in the beginning, I was a little weird about it because I didn't want him to be offended if people assumed that I was his mom. Like when I would take him to the doctors and stuff like that, people would refer to me as mom, like say, okay, mom, you can bring him in now. And he never said anything, but it always made me a little uncomfortable. But now it's not really a thing. I think we're both just over it. And his bio mom has been out of the picture for so long. I think he's fine with it. And I'm fine with it too. Okay, so I am still on Instagram. I think I forgot to say that all the comments came in on Instagram. That seems to be where I'm getting the most feedback, which I love. So I'm going to go over to where I got some anonymous responses from stepmoms. And the stepmom says, My husband and stepchildren and their mother are Middle Eastern descendants with dark skin and hair. I am Scandinavian and so pale. I always stood out when we were together, and I was so afraid that our children would also inherit their father's dark colors. Luckily for me, they look more like me, so now I feel a little more connected to the rest of the family. Wow, thank you. Yeah, and maybe on the outside it can seem like such a surface thing, but I mean, as far as like this stepmom, it makes her feel more connected that when she had their ours children, they kind of looked like her. And that made her feel good. And honestly, you can't deny that. And that's how she feels. And I think that's amazing. So thank you for that feedback. Okay, got another stepmom who says, all the time, people are shocked to find out two of the three of them aren't mine. Multiple times, people have told me they look so much like me. My new response, if it's done in an uncomfortable way, is to respond that my husband must have a type. Yes, definitely heard that before. Kind of unrelated, but related. My stepson's bio mom has the same first name as me. I could probably get into that on my other podcast, where I could talk about how I feel about that in depth. But yeah, it's a thing. I'll talk about that later. So, okay, next comment. Quite the opposite. Stepdaughter is identical to her bio mom. She's white, has freckles, and curly light brown hair. I'm Mexican. Brown skin, straight black hair. We get the craziest looks when we were out and about together. Thank you for that. Yeah, and the looks and the comments, I guess we just need to accept that those things are going to come. And that's why I really wanted to talk about this because throughout the day-to-day life of any given stepmom, she probably hears, I don't know, dozens of comments or gets strange looks, when she's with her stepchildren or stepchild. And it's something that it may seem insignificant, but sometimes those comments add up. And sometimes when you have someone come up to you and say, oh, they don't look anything like you, or they do look just like you, but those people don't know if you're biologically related. It does something to a stepmom. You're already dealing with so many things and so many obstacles and so many dynamics. How you might appear on the surface when you're out in public walking with your stepchild or stepchildren, that's just another added thing that we have to deal with. All right, another comment here from a stepmom who says, we get told every so often my stepson looks like me. He's blonde with blue eyes, and I get my hair highlighted. So I guess we look similar. Also, he's lived with us full time since he was two. He's now 5 and a half. So maybe we act alike or have the same expressions now. Okay, thank you for this comment. I love this. And this is a thing. Even if you don't necessarily look similar to your stepchild, and if you're close to them and if they live with you for any period of time, they are going to pick up your mannerisms. I can say without a doubt that my stepchild has picked up a lot of my mannerisms. It's really uncanny. So the whole nature versus nurture thing comes in here, where even if they don't look exactly like you, if you're the person who is raising them, teaching them, guiding them, loving them, that stuff is going to wear off onto them. So I guess I want to end this today with a huge thank you to those stepmoms who let me in on their personal feelings and details about themselves and about them, their stepchildren. And, you know, we can all say that it doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside, but we are affected by the things people say. And people really do tend to comment on the way things look. And they also seem to want to put us all in a box. And when they see you coming at them and you're blonde and blue-eyed and you have a child with you who's darker skinned and doesn't look like you, people are naturally curious. You could say curious, or maybe you could say nosy. I'm not really sure which. There's a fine line there, but people ask questions and they make comments. And this is just one of the many things that stepmoms have to deal with within their journey. So I'm really glad that I posted this topic and really thankful for the stepmom who inspired me to do this because I never thought about it before, but I've felt it. I've felt it when we're out and about. I've felt it when we're together, the four of us, or if I'm just out with him, I wonder, like, what are people thinking? Are they thinking, you know, that, you know, automatically this is her son? Are they just automatically assuming? Is it based on looks? Is it based on the way we interact together? So many things. So I think this was a really important topic, and I appreciate you all tuning in. This was some of the best feedback I've gotten so far this season. And I will actually be off for a couple of weeks because my family and I are traveling to England to see my British family that I haven't seen in probably over a decade. So I'm really excited about that, but I'm still going to be posting at least one or two bonus podcast sessions over on the Pondering Nook site at Substack. So I'd love it if you could join me over there. I have a bunch of free content. The bonus podcast sessions are a paid only subscriber thing because I'm trying to make money. And also, it's really private, and I don't want a huge audience for the stuff I talk about over there, quite honestly. So, okay. Well, I wish you all a beautiful morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. And don't forget to find me at Substack, The Pondering Nook. And, you know, just keep your chin up, and I'll talk at you soon, okay? All right, bye.